Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy, the Wimpy.
Dumbass. Oh, shit. I was too busy fucking coughing my balls off. Yes, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself. I hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with. And I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Today is Thursday, March 17, 2011. Spring is in the air. Today was a warm day in New York City, and it smelled like fresh pussy. Because you know what? When it gets this warm, the women start wearing less clothes. So that way, you know, let their vaginas breathe out in the air. And you know what? That's how daddy likes it. And today we had some interesting shit today. I uploaded three videos actually, but two of which I want to focus on. One of which is me just confronting police officers as they were harassing children. And I'm like, look, you know, I was just there witnessing. I wasn't going to just allow the NYPD to harass children and have it undocumented. It's just like, oh, well, none of my business, dozy, 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 do. And you know what? This is just me. You know, look, I'm just going to be real with you guys right now. This is just me. I'm in training right now to fucking build up my nerve to start going after the real scumbags. I'm talking about the Rockefellers. I'm talking about all this. Because you know what? Yeah, everybody say, oh, well, We Are Change does it all the time. You know what? No, because We Are Change, they usually have backup. They usually have backup. I'm going to be doing this shit solo. Like that kid in Peru. That kid in Peru did confronting Rockefeller by himself. That kid was 16, had no backup, and he's getting up in Rockefeller's face. So, you know, that's what Louis B's going to do, because that's the Louis am talking about myself in the third person. So, anyways, yeah, this there was this little girl that threw a rock at a van, and she took off as soon as the van stopped. Of course, they didn't chase after her. They just let her. They let her run away. But they just decided to just harass the little black boys in the playground. Like, they did something. They didn't run. They didn't mouth off at the police officers. They, you know, I mean, like, why would they run? They did nothing wrong. I mean, and you could see it in their body language that they weren't being disrespectful. You could see in their body language that they weren't guilty. They did not run. Whereas the girl that actually threw the rock, she ran. So, hey, I saw these boys getting yelled at and cursed at by the big, strong NYPD police officer, and I said, hey, they didn't do anything. It was the girl that you let get away. And but he continued yelling, but, I mean, I guess since there was an audience, they decided not to put these children in the system. Well, in the system as far as them being classified as criminals and not as students of the state. The video is at youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. And you guys could watch that. Please watch it after the show, and feel free and spread it. But I mean, look, it's not gonna compare to anything that We Are Change or any other truth group has done so far. But, you know, again, I'm in training. I'm trying to get up the nerve, trying to, you know, try to nut up, you know, try to harvest my testicular strength to make them very thick and very dense, you know? What YouTube ads? I don't got no fucking YouTube ads on my shit. If they do, they ain't fucking paying me. So yeah, no, I mean, that the NYPD, if they're doing that, they're harassing young children, they're fucking low. Hold on, we got a caller from South Dakota. Caller, what's up? Who's calling from South Dakota? Oh. Caller?
Yes, what's up? Hey, let me call back on a different number. This phone is just about dead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, I gotta pay attention to the. I gotta really gotta pay start paying attention to the TalkShoe interface. Hate the fact that I need to have two interfaces. Yes, testicular fortitude. Yes. And also today, today was hilarious. Decided, you know, I you know. He wants to talk about men, so be nice. Who's that? Who's calling in? Alright, so anyways, I guess I got a caller that wants to confront me because I was playing a... I let the power of the jackass, which is my martial art of choice, the jackass kung fu, to go ahead. So anyway, so hold on, let me, South Dakota's calling back in. So, fight! Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how's
yes.
it going?
So who's this?
My name is Nate.
Nate, how you doing, Nate?
Pretty good.
Is that short for Nathaniel?
Nathan.
Nathan, oh, okay.
So, who are we talking with right now?
This is Louis B. And you talk about yourself in the third person. That's cute.
No. I'm just saying, like, are we, like, talking on air or what?
Yes, we are live on the air. You called into a live radio, internet radio show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were talking about women?
No, actually, I wasn't. I was talking about a video of me confronting police to prevent kids from getting arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was calling in response to earlier you were talking about girls.
Oh, you mean when I was on the Trooper Gay radio show telling the truth about how women act and how men shouldn't be enslaved to the vagina, yet women should be enslaved to the penis?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. And how do you feel about that, sir? You obviously agree with me as a fine, upstanding male.
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was funny.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I just was wondering if we could get possibly to the source of why you think that.
Are you a licensed therapist, sir?
No.
Oh, so you wouldn't have any understanding, would you?
Maybe. Because I'm not actually saying I disagree with you.
Ah, I see.
Because I actually fully agree with you.
Ah, well, thank you. How come you said you didn't agree with me earlier?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I said, because I was like, as a male, you obviously agree with my views, and you're like, not exactly.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, because...
Okay.
Because while they're similar, they're not the same.
I see. We got people saying it's boring now. Sorry, Jay. We're gonna try to step it up. Don't worry.
Well, this is what I think.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yes.
I think that in the past, you've liked several girls possibly that have actually chosen jerks over you, and mm-hmm. that you knew that they were making the wrong decision. But I think that in reality, if you ever got like one of those girls that you really liked, you would treat them like gold. Even more.
No, not really, because check this. Women do love jerks. They love jerks from when they're 8 years old to when they're 80. And women just, they have that craving to be treated like shit.
But see, you're not a jerk, though. You're not a
well,
jerk.
Well, you know, that's you know, of course, you know, I have to play a... Unfortunately, I can't be honest with them.
No.
You know,
well, I mean, you don't feel, but are girls out there that actually don't go for the jerk.
Oh, please.
They
Dude,
are.
And they're called lesbians because they're dating women.
Lesbians, a lot of times, there's
In
two
fact,
types
even
of
they,
lesbians. There's butch,
yes.
And then there's the normal lesbians. The butch one, okay, I hate to use
as
the term butch.
As opposed to butches being subhuman, I understand.
Well, butches are the one that hate the men. See, you always become what you hate.
Exactly.
Women that hate men become butch. I mean,
yeah,
I
isn't
I hate
that funny how that
butch.
Works out?
A lot of times it does. But mm-hmm. I bet if you found the right girl and she gave you a shot, like a really good one, she would probably say you were the best boyfriend, the best guy that's ever treated her, all that stuff. I know
and
that
then,
for fact.
And then she will leave for someone who is has a better situation in life, of course.
But see, you gotta look at it this way, Louis. Most girls are like that because most girls do go for that. But it's kind of like those are the ones. Because those are the ones that have been manipulated by the system. The system almost teaches girls to do that. That's why you have things
like
all this Disney stuff. I mean, it teaches girls that mess with their heads. They think they're princesses and stuff like that. But you got to remember, there's also a lot of people that have been awakened to, like, the Illuminati, to spirituality, all that kind of stuff. The same thing
with
guys being
nice to them.
Well, it's kind of
funny because if you want to talk about the chicks in the 9/11 truth movement, they all go for the top guys in the movement, and a lot of those guys are assholes. So, I mean...
Who's behind 9/11?
Yeah, I mean, look...
I'm behind 9/11.
Yeah, oh, really? You did 9/11?
Yeah, because you know what? At some point in my life, or not my life, but I have given my power away. We all have given our power away to these people that have done this. So in retrospect, and with all being the same, we are each individually responsible for 9/11.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, well, no, I mean, case in point. I mean, look, this is just to prove that all women are the same. And
not all. I mean, you got to remember, it's just like human beings.
Okay,
not all human beings are stupid. stupid and don't understand 9/11 was done by who they were. Not all people aren't spiritually awakened. I mean, let's say only 1 in 100 are spiritually awakened. But that's still 1 in 100. Same thing with girls. Maybe that 1 in 100. You got to find the girl that likes a nice guy. See, you're a 1 in 1,000 guy. You're a nice guy. Okay? So you have to find that 1 in 1,000, or in your case, you're going to find that 1 in 1,000. But once you find her, you'll think, hey, that's 1 in 1,000,000 guy or girl.
Yeah, I mean, look, my philosophy is from what I've seen, what I've experienced, what I've witnessed, is that all women essentially can be bought. And I've discussed this. In fact, I wrote a blog called The Currency of Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, you know, no matter... And it's...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's not just money. It's not just monetary. All women can be bought. I mean, love is just a transaction.
Well, that's true. That's actually true. I'll actually agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, for example...
But
for
all
example,
men can be bought, too. Like, everybody has a price. Right?
I just love it how people like, oh, well, men too? Yes, of course. We have thousands of shows that bash men that say, you need to have your men show his feminine side.
But, Louie,
you know,
you're not looking for a girl that can't be bought, which I'm sure there are a few out there that can't be bought. I mean, there always are an extreme exception to the rule.
Yeah, no, they,
you're
of
looking
course.
For a
they're,
girl
they're
that,
called,
that goes
called,
with a nice guy. That's what you're looking for, period.
Yeah.
Not a girl that can't be bought. That's not what this is about. You're looking for the girl that goes for the nice guy. And there are, and trust me, the girls that go for the nice guy are a lot of times even more attractive. Because, like, the really, really attractive girls, a lot of times, get bored with other stuff, and they're just looking for the nice guy. They're looking for the guy who has it all, like you, Louie, because they get bored with the bad guy after a while. Trust me, that's another thing you learn.
But the bad guy gets bored with her, too. And
the bad
guy
gets one night stand.
Yeah.
That's it.
But at least you're getting something new every day.
What do you mean, new every day?
New pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never get bored. You'll always have variety. And you know what? You'll never have to deal with the bullshit because you don't have to put up with it.
Yeah, but Louie, even guys, and I have several friends that are like that. They get bored with that after a while. And they're not gay. I mean, because... Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me, they're not gay. I mean, it does get boring. At some point, you look at your life, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, man. Look, I went through all these girls, and now I don't have anything. And then they become very...
That's not even true, because, I mean, if they had the proper self-esteem, because they're doing it for the wrong reasons.
No, what happened?
Because the guys that you're probably talking about use women, use relationships, use sex as validation. If they viewed sex in the correct way as a way to secrete your poisons, the same as everyone pisses and shits... It's
well,
like,
you're
you
not
know,
using sex in the right way if you're doing it with a different person or at a night thing, because you get to the point where you become unable to commit.
Do you get bored of taking a shit? Do you get bored of pissing? No, because you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're putting their hearts in it, and really that's the first mistake, is putting your heart in it. I mean, really, emotions are for faggots. I mean, you know, that's why homosexuals want to get married, because they feel right.
Okay, yeah, but don't you think that sex in a way is, and not more than just a way, but don't you think that sex is a need, a have to have? you need to have. I mean, look at babies that aren't touched, infants that aren't touched will die. Okay? Mm-hmm. Men that don't have sex, at least I know for sure, will go crazy.
Yeah. Who is that in the background?
Oh, that's my dad.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, somebody's saying, why is this conversation still going?
No, he's looking for a phone.
Yeah, no, somebody in the chat room's like, why is this conversation still going? Oh. I mean, look, you know, really, bottom line is the era of women that want a good guy is gone. It's gone. There is no such thing as a good woman anymore.
No, that's not actually true, because they are there.
No, that is true. That is true. And the ones
and I'm actually a historian. I would say that it's been the same way throughout history. Throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you go back to the Roman times. You go back to the Greek times. There was even more sex going on. There was, like, total prostitution all over the place because it was legal.
Yeah.
And there was meaningless sex all over the place.
You're starting to break up really bad.
Well, sorry about that. Let me get close to the receiver.
Yeah, so G.R. Perry says, as soon as I learn something that I don't know, I'll start paying attention. See, I got people agreeing with me, and really, this whole thing, you know, really, women nowadays do not deserve respect because they don't give respect. This whole feminist movement, yes, that it was started by the New World Order, they've won. They've won that, and they've really just,
I mean, there are, it's just that the loud ones that are talking the loudest.
When you have chicks saying that, oh, well, it's a beneficial for men to be accused of rape falsely, so that way they know how to treat women. Look, I know how to treat a woman well, but I just learned from getting smacked up, figuratively and physically, that's not what women want.
Yeah, but the girls that do that are just as messed up as guys that rape girls.
Yeah, and you know what? Seriously, what is the percentage of men who rape? I want to see some numbers.
I would probably say maybe 1 in 1,000.
1 in 1,000. Yeah. Okay. I would. You know, I'll be conservative and be fair, even though women are not capable of being fair.
But
I'm gonna say one in every, I guess, 10 guys is a rapist.
Okay. Yeah, but you also have to clarify like what type of rapist.
I'm talking about a guy that can't take no for an answer, a guy that wants to hurt, that has a deep hatred for women, so that way they just take sex and is rough, and just like totally hurts another person for sexual gratification. And for the record,
I'm talking about the guy who doesn't know this girl that sits in the corner and will go out and just take it.
Well, yeah, that too. And for the record, I don't condone rape. Rape is horrible.
I would say more like 1 in 1,000. I give a little bit more credit to human beings than that because I think humans are a good creature. It's just that we've manipulated ourselves. You can call it the Illuminati, but like I said earlier, it's actually us. We've manipulated ourselves so much that, yes, you know, that happens. But in truth and reality, I believe that we are loving beings, and I don't think that's a part of our nature. That was kind of something that was taught or manipulated to us.
Yeah,
I don't
radical,
think rape
yeah,
like that is a natural thing.
Yeah, G.R. Perry says, if radical feminists had their way, rape could be anything anytime a woman doesn't want to have sex and does, which means during marriage. You know what, dude? They have now spousal rape.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that ridiculous? I mean, look, you could be, you know, and this makes it free for women to be in a sexless relationship with their husband and really trap their husband. So now all he really is is a human ATM to pay her bills while she sluts herself up and then go meet some other guy and does shit with him.
Well, yeah, you could do that. I mean, but you got to remember that I don't believe in crime to begin with. I don't think there's anything as such as illegal or legal. Why? I mean, think about how stupid the law of murder is. I mean, people look at me like, what? That's a stupid law? No, because all law is telling you that you shouldn't do something. It's like, do you really think I'm so stupid that I don't know that murder is wrong? I mean, even the people that murder, I would almost guarantee that they know it's wrong.
I mean, seriously, it's gotten to the point that before you stick your penis inside a woman, Admiral Akbar from Star Wars has to jump out and say, it's a trap!
Well, no, I mean it's not to that point. But I mean,
it really should be because it's become that much of a danger that, you know, guys have to think twice, even if the woman gives initial consent, that she isn't going to change her mind and run to the cops just to teach us a lesson in manners.
It's either that way or it's the way you said it before, where all women are overly slutty. Because, I mean,
I love slutty. Slutty is uncomplicated. Women complicate shit unnecessarily. Why can't we have sex? Why can't we just have sex? Why does there have to be so much prerequisites? Oh, well, we have to get to know each other and all this. Oh, what? Wait a minute. But okay, you're afraid
they're looking
I'm
for that
a...
emotional bond because then sex is that much more.
Yeah,
that's why they're looking for that.
That's bullshit. What it comes down to is women don't like to pay for their own meal. And they just want to catch a fool to take them out and pay dinner. Because, look, during the get-to-know-you stage, during dating, who's paying most of the bill? It's the man.
Yes,
and it's like, oh, well, that's traditional. That should happen. If you're a real man, you know you pay for dinner. Yes. All that bullshit. So, but the way I look at it is... All right, well, you know, during that time when you're, you know, saving your virtue, you're actually taking advantage of a man, and then what happens when you realize, oh, I don't like the dude. Oh, so this guy is out hundreds, perhaps even thousands of dollars because you think you think your time is better than his?
Yeah.
That's what it really is.
And you know what? You're actually right. But is that, I mean, you're right to the extent that, like, underlying it at all, if you really want to tear away all the layers, a lot of that is legal prostitution.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're right, and I have to agree with that. But, I mean, is that right or wrong? I mean, because I can look at it this way. If I gave somebody $20, is that a good or bad thing? I can't call it necessarily a good thing because most of the time my motives behind giving him $20 is that I feel good about myself. There really is no right or wrong to begin with. It just is. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, everything behind it, you can look at it as either being a bad thing or a good thing. I say, you know, well, let's get rid of the dualism and just say it just is. I mean, that's just part of it. It's part of nature. It's part of the woman.
If I could do a quick side note to talk to Christy here. Christy, all right. Yeah, men rape. Yeah, it happens. There are men that are raped. But what about the women that rape men? Really? We're laughed out of the police station. We don't get no consideration. At least you ladies could go and run and, you know, and cry. That's your evidence that you were raped. That's all you gotta say is raped and cry. And the guy is sitting in prison for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, if a man got raped, I would actually feel a lot more sorry for him than I would for a woman. And that's for sure. But, I mean, it's very rare. First of all, it's a lot harder because most of the time a man has to be aroused unless you go through the backside, which, I mean, I could see a girl, you know, taking a broomstick and shoving up a guy's ass. You know, it could happen. I mean, it's possible. That would be rape.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's probably what you're talking about with rape because if you get aroused, then it's almost like, well, okay, well, you were hard. Okay, you can't really call that rape anymore, you know. Because on some level, you definitely wanted it. But yes, rape can occur because a girl could shove a broomstick up a guy's ass.
Yeah.
That would be rape. And it has happened.
And guys get...
And I asked myself 10 times, and trust me, even though some people might lie, it 10 times worse if a guy gets raped. I mean, because, I mean, you're talking about a whole new level of integrity being gone. I mean, you're talking, not to minimize what happens with women. But yes, that does happen. I mean, but we're talking about, why is it worse? Because they don't have a legal repercussions. Because, like you said, the cops aren't going to do anything about it. It's worse if a guy does. I mean, they will laugh you out of the police station if you went in there and say you got raped by a girl.
Yeah.
Unless that girl happened to be 350 pounds, you know.
Dude, Christy, it happens. I mean, there's a story where a woman stuck a finger up a guy's ass, and they didn't even pay him no mind because they had a sexual relationship before. I mean, look, just because you had a sex... And women get this luxury, too. Just because you had sex in the past doesn't mean you get an okay in the future to have sex again. No means no. I know that. Everyone knows that. But, you know, men don't get that same consideration because we're told to man up. And you know what? Fine. We're told to man up, then don't get mad when we stop letting you be cops.
But there are places where that man would get that consideration. Look it over. I mean, let's say if that would have happened at let's say...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
An Arabic country. You know, that woman would have been stoned to death just because he could have said that. And they would have said, okay, that's sexual impurity by a woman. If she was so perverted that she wanted to do something like that, let's stone her to death. Yeah, I mean, so, or there are now cases where there are women being prosecuted for rape. It's not completely unheard of. It's very, very, very rare, but they are, it's not completely unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually agree with you on a lot of stuff. Where I draw the line is, you know, a lot of the stuff that women do isn't right or isn't wrong, and stuff like that. And like I said, 99.99% of girls do go for the bad guy. But man, I'm telling you, Louis, if you find a girl that goes for the good guy, you're going to have a better relationship than all of those guys. That one guy that had 1,000 girls, you're going to have a better relationship with that one girl that goes for the good guy than that one guy, the bad guy, who all the girls went for. All those relationships combined. And that's key. Because after a while, the man, if he goes with too many girls, will lose that intimacy. He'll lose the connectionness with that other person.
Dude, I gotta move on. This is turning into a phone conversation.
Okay.
So thanks for calling in.
It was an interesting conversation, at least between you and I. I don't know if your viewers found it that way, but
I mean they're starting to get pissed off. So. Oh, she left.
Okay. Well,
right.
You have a good one, Louie. It was nice talking to you.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. In fact, we're gonna play the latest Russ Dove shoots people in the face. A surly, self-righteous hermit living in Brent, Missouri, defends his personal freedom with deadly accuracy. So if you're ever in Brent, Missouri, steer clear of this man, because if you cross him, your life will be ended. Because Russ Dove shoots people in the face. Episode 6, Japanese Vacation. We join Russ on his Japanese vacation as he takes a break from shooting people in the face.
That's right. I know how you come. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. I wonder who the hell that can be disturbing my hentai time. Who is it? Make it quick. I'm in the middle of my meditation.
Hello?
Osaka stays at Osaka. What do you mean you're going to stomp so hard that you cause an 8.8 earthquake and a tsunami? You're gonna kill thousands of Japanese! I cannot allow you to do that. So I will give you 5 seconds to go back into the volcano with Godzuki. 1, 2, 5! Let this be a lesson to all mutated monsters. Nah, fuck it. Let me just go back to my hentai. Anyways, yeah, what's up? Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That was the latest episode of Rust Dove Shoots People in the Face. Apparently, I pissed off some people, you know, with my views. I'm sorry, I don't fit in your box. So, with that being said, we're going to go back to some news. I actually wanted to get into what happened today. I want to get into what happened today. I actually broke up a illegal gambling thing. They were playing the shell game where, you know, they have like 3 cups or 3 caps and they put like a pea or like a ball or something and they just mix, they like move them around real fast and the mark has to pick which thing it's under so that way they can win money or lose money. More often than not, they lose money. So I saw this as I was walking up Sixth Avenue in Manhattan, here in New York City, on 34th Street in front of the Manhattan Mall. Saw this going on, decided to pull out my camera and stick it in the guy's face, and he got pissed off. In fact, I got audio. Let me play the audio from there, and you guys can see the video in its entirety on yahoo.com/crotchshotradioshow. And let me see if I can, where is it, any video, no, that's not it, here it is, here it is, boom.
All week, watch it win, according to CPA, and
one month. Yo, give me space.
You're, hey, you're in public.
Well, why the fuck in public?
Déjalo.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm more American than you people.
What the fuck is your problem, man? I'm gonna fucking break your camera and you fucking take a picture on me, okay? Police! Take this motherfucker!
Yeah.
I'm calling the cops.
Oh, no. This, I'm not doing anything illegal. No, it's not.
You look when I break your fucking camera, okay?
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck are you gonna do? Huh?
Right, dude, I was like, right, like the old man wanted to fucking fight. I'm like, all right, come on, let's do this. Little did I know, and when I freaking looked at the video, dude, they had a whole fucking team going. I was possibly in a lot of danger me pulling that dumb shit. Oh, that was... I break your fucking camera. Dude. So yeah, youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. Yeah, I know, I'm lucky they didn't pull out a knife, man, but I was like ready to throw down. Like seriously, if that chick would have kept on hitting me, I would have fucking boxed her in the face.
Because, I mean, sometimes you just got to put a woman down, man. You know, they act so fucking uppity and shit. And it's like, bam! Shut the fuck up! You know, they you know, and really goes down to my thing, all women want to be men except, you know, all women want to be men except they don't want, they want to have the same courtesies that they get for being a woman with none of the responsibilities of being a man. It's like, she knew that if I hit her, all them dudes would have jumped up and protected her, yet, you know, notice how no one comes to my defense when she's smacking my camera. It's like, yeah, whatever, dummy. Bunch of fucking hooligans. You know, I mean, it was a crowded street, so, I mean, plus there were like a lot of NYPD cameras there. Yeah. Yeah, G.R. Perry, I'm the same as a man until I want to be treated as a woman. Yep. Yep. And really, you can't have it both ways. But, hey, that's besides the issue. Let's just move on, fully, moveon.org. Because that shit really started turning into a fucking phone call. I'm like, yo, come on. Let's keep this shit moving. This is a Crack Shot Radio Show. This ain't the fucking View. If you want, look, and the first thing they do is, oh, well, men do that. You know what? There's 50 billion other shows that talk about how men are the problem, how men are scum, how men need to be fucking put in check, how men need to be turned into women, so that way they realize their feminine side. Seriously, I don't believe men have a feminine side. Men are men. Men are masculine. They are one part of the yang. Oh, yin-yang. Women are the feminine. Yes, you can't have a proper society without... You can't have one without the other. Men need women. Women need men. And as soon as people realize that and start treating each other with fucking respect, there ain't gonna be nothing that changes. But these fucking laws that, you know, that turn me into a criminal if I happen to just look, or turn me into a criminal if she changes her mind. You know, it's like, look, I didn't rape you. You said yes. Oh, but I changed my mind, so it is rape. Look, and I totally understand. Look, I do believe personally that it's rape if the chick is drunk. If you fuck a chick that's drunk, you raped her. Because she didn't give your consent. She was not lucid enough to give consent. It's like, look, I mean, it's like, when will you start showing respect? You know what, dude? I show fucking respect to women all the time. You know, but when I say, but you know what? Like, let's say I start showing my opinions. Oh, then they want to start bitching at me that I'm wrong. Look, I'm talking about, look, I used to get my fucking nuts kicked in because chicks didn't like the way I look. I got cheated on, and I treated that bitch like a fucking queen. But she fell for the old, oh, well, why are you with him? You knew me longer bullshit. And, you know, which is fine and dandy because he ended up cheating on her, so ha ha ha. And then she tries to come back to me, like I'm gonna take her dumbass. Like, I'm like, bitch, you damaged goods. You damaged goods. Goodbye. It's like you're not a man if you don't put up with their silliness. And really, why, you know, and I've come to the realization, why treat a woman good if they don't appreciate it? They don't appreciate nothing. So. Truth equals there are just as many whores out there as there are dicks, and they deserve it. Yeah. Yeah, but it seems like I would welcome a whore, tell you the truth. I would welcome a slut. But all I'm getting is these fucking retarded bitches with issues. Dude, I keep myself in check. I kick my own ass. I don't, you know, and really, guys, look. When you realize you don't need another person to do shit for you, it's very liberating. And you could treat another person better because, you know what? Look, I'm the type of guy in a relationship, my one rule, well, I have two rules. If you cheat on me, at least be a woman and let me, and tell me, so that way I could go, and not stay there like an asshole. And two, don't buy me no gifts. I don't accept gifts. I remember my last girlfriend, she bought me a whole bunch of gifts, I gave them right back. I said, look, I don't accept gifts. I'll give you a gift. I got her a gift. I got her a whole bunch of gifts. But I don't accept gifts. That's just my personal pet peeve. I really don't like that shit. Like, with a woman I'm in a relationship with, I'm like, no. That shit bugs me. Yeah, G.R. Perry takes self-responsibility. Yeah, no, it is. You know, you don't need anyone else to survive life. Yeah, you don't. Unfortunately, that's what it all comes down to. Let me see. You know, it, like, self-esteem is your own responsibility. If you need another person to validate who you are, that just proves how weak you are. And the argument that I was having with Christy, because she was talking about how, you know, sometimes you need to tell someone how you feel about them. And you know what? Why you need to complicate shit with words? Like, when the woman says, do you love me? Do you think I'm pretty? Well, my dick gets hard when we're about to fuck, and I freaking make love to you with such gusto, and I love sleeping with you. I think I do find you pretty. Do I love you? Yes. I fucking provide for you. I don't fucking sleep with other chicks. You know? I mean, look, judge me by my actions. Words mean shit. I mean, and I was talking about that whole CoverGirl song from back in the 80s. Show me you really love me. Actions speak louder than words. I mean, in my opinion, when a chick starts asking questions that, do you love me? It means A, you're not doing your job as a man, so she has to ask that question because she's not sure because you're not fucking stepping up. Or B, she wants to fight. More than likely, it's B, she wants to fight. And you run! Because if you stay there and try to justify yourself, it just intensifies the fight even more. Yeah, good night, GR. Thanks for listening. We got 14 minutes left to the show. Yeah. Anyways, this next article we got here is 100 sue local authorities over child abuse. We got people in the UK actually suing their version of CPS for not rescuing them from abuse. Yet they'll take healthy children out of a healthy home where they're getting proper nutrition, where they're getting proper education. There's no fucking sign of neglect at all. But if it's a real issue, they're like, oh, they can handle it. So yeah, now we got a whole bunch of screwed up people that had to freaking deal with a real abuse, and now they're suing the government for money. Yes. Yeah, as opposed to for conejo hairs. I think that's the point they're trying. Yeah. That is the point they're trying to make. I mean, that they're so backwards, says Fox. He's like, I think that's the point they're trying to make. So you keep real victims in the homes with their abusers, and you take healthy children and screw them up outside. Yeah, that's wunderbar. Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. Like, poor Christy, they won't even let her fucking blog. They won't even let her fucking blog and show the world that they're lying to her when they stole her kids. They stole them. They kidnapped them. You know, and they even proved, the CPS even proved that she wasn't, that there was no evidence of neglect. So give them back your kids. But no, they won't, because they're healthy. They were happy. And, you know, according to the government, you can't have kids. Kids are not allowed to be happy and healthy. They need to be sick and unruly. They need to corrupt kids. I mean, that's what the system really does. Yeah, they do monitor her. When, you know, they like, oh well, you can't have the visits because the psychiatrist doesn't want to be put on the internet. Well then don't lie. It's not like she's slandering people. So she's not slandering people, she's telling the truth. I mean, look, if she was trying to lie on people, yeah, I could see them trying to freaking, you know, shut her up, but she ain't. And that's why they're really scared, because she's telling the truth, and she actually got the evidence. I mean, she's innocent. She's proven innocent already. By their own words, she's innocent. So give her back her kids. So, anyways, you know, also, I want to, got 10 more minutes left to the show before I get a fucking bollocking. Oh, dude, I'm going to get such a fucking bollocking for today's show. It's not even funny. I'm going to be catching some shit. Dude, I'm pretty sure fucking blocking my name. I'm getting blocked. blog post is being written about me as we speak. As we speak, I'm gonna catch some hell. The views expressed by Louis B are not necessarily the views expressed by the management at Crotch Shot Radio, but unfortunately, the management of Crotch Shot Radio Show, or Radio, is Louis B, so I guess, fuck the disclaimer. Oh, man. So anyways, a big shout out to Anonymous, Hacker Collective Anonymous, to release documents proving Bank of America committed fraud. Yeah, because you know what, Julian, fake ass Assange, oh yeah, he's such a badass, he's releasing all these documents, if he really wanted to make a difference, he would have fucking released documents proving that 9/11 was an inside job and all the other real corruption that's going on. No, this shit actually helps the U.S. because they're like, oh well, the U.S. is just incompetent. They couldn't carry out 9/11. Oh my God. So now fucking Julian Assange punked out because you know what? He did his job. So, he doesn't need to release documents anymore. He doesn't really need to be a proper whistleblower anymore. So, you know what? It's up to Anonymous. It's up to me and you to fucking release these documents and prove that these motherfuckers are corrupt. Ah, man. Let me get to the article here. After Julian Assange crashed and burned in his threat to release documents that exposed fraud at Bank of America, many thought he had been bluffing and that Bank of America is actually clean. Not so fast, a member of the Hacker Collective Anonymous, which single-handedly destroyed hacker defense firm H.B. Gary, who goes under the handle Operation Leech, is claiming to have emails and documents which prove fraud was committed by Bank of America employees, and the group says it's still it'll release them on Monday, reports Gawker. As to the contents of the possible disclosure, he just told me that he have GMAC emails showing Bank of America order to mix loan numbers to not match its documents to foreclose on Americans. Shame. If indeed this makes the case against Bank of America, foreclosure practice is stronger. It certainly explains why the banking consortium is scrambling to arrange a settlement, and also why Bank of America recently split off its $2 trillion in mortgages into good bank and bad bank entities. As a teaser, the anonymous member released a November 1st, 2010 email between two Balboa Insurance, a Bank of America subsidiary employees, which, while not proving any fraud, indicates she does indeed have access. The timeline of the email makes sense, as if a few weeks prior to the original disclosure that WikiLeaks would expose Bank of America, perhaps the Assange team merely handed off its materials to Anonymous, which has previously demonstrated solidarity with the Australian on various occasions. So yeah. I mean, I don't trust Julian Assange at all. He's one of them because, look, you know, it's going to prove that if this rape case just goes away and you don't hear anything about it, yeah. I mean, it's a whole Hollywood thing. It's, you know, to create controversy. So, anyways, certainly somebody wants a link to the article. Let me get the link. Boom. Put that in the chat room for everybody. So anyways, before we end the show, I'd like to remind everyone, March 28th, be here for Operation Empire State Rebellion. Anonymous is doing an end of Fed type campaign correctly, doing it on a weekday, starting at 6 to 9 p.m., surrounding every fucking branch of the Federal Reserve, and staying there until Ben Bernanke steps down. They're trying to see if we could get something started like an Egypt type protest. See if that will work if we just camp in front of the Federal Reserve thing. So I'm gonna be there covering it. Just gonna be there out there with my camera, make sure that the cops don't try to pull some shenanigans by spraying people down. Because, I mean, hell. But then again, they might, because the Federal Reserve is a private organization. It's not, so which means it's not a government agency, which means every Federal Reserve bank is a private property. So they can keep people out as much as they say they can, even though our tax dollars go and pay for it. So yeah, in fact, let me get people to, you know, I posted this everywhere, try to, you know, say, here we go. That's the link in there. Spread that around. So, goodness, what else we got going on? We got 3 more minutes left to the show. This is all stuff I'm working on. I'm not ready to release that yet. I guess feel free and join me on Facebook. Just do crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Check out the store, help us out, you know, buy something, because, you know, I don't ask for donations, because, you know, hell, asking for donations is damn near illegal nowadays. So, and plus, my conscience won't let me, so, I have a weird set of morality. Twitter, Crotch Out Radio, @CrotchOutRadio, winning. Check out the music, check out the pranks, interviews, appearances, friends. Of the Crotch Out Radio Show. Yeah, I got my shit together, son. So, yeah, 2 more minutes left to the show. Damn, what? I got nothing. Yeah, I guess see you guys tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat schedule. I think I got some bullshit. Bullshit to deal with. So, goodness, it's fucking hot here. I think I'm going to go out and go ride my scooter around and fucking get some fucking exercise tonight. I got nothing to do tomorrow, so I'm free! Tomorrow I'm going to try to plan to get a episode 7 of Rushed Up Shoots People in the Face, so look out for that. I'm trying to start writing it tonight, I guess. So, anyways, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. A big shout out to Christy, I guess, dude from South Dakota, Fox, G.R. Perry, Anon, 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 Anon. Yeah, so, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and from my house to your house, Mahalo.